Joseph Aban, the commissioner of Pashoda County, says armed men suspected of coming from neighboring Fanga County of Jonglei State illegally entered his county yesterday and attacked villagers.
There was fighting that took place yesterday and it has started 2 days earlier. Up to now, we have not yet established the number of people killed and those injured. The people are still tense about the fight since yesterday. These young men came from Jonglei State and they crossed to a place called Biel Biel. It's an area belonging to Panyikang.
Aban says more than 11,000 civilians have been displaced from Pashoda County since August when the clashes erupted.
The leadership of the county is responsible for helping those who have been displaced from their homes by looking for them a place to settle and giving them at least a little food. But now, the small food we had has got finished. We gave.
Fanga County Commissioner Bitruth Biel says he has no knowledge of the attack in Fashoda County.
Fighting has been on and off. So in reason around this earlier this month, they also came out from Atar and attacked PG County. And in New Fanga, the same displacement, people have not yet returned properly to the town. Although some individuals are returning, but they are still around New Fanga in a very desperate situation.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan said in a statement released yesterday, it is deeply concerned about emerging reports of violence in Pashoda County between armed young men from Fanga County of Jonglei State and youth from Pashoda County.
The fighting is impacting the lives of many civilians, with reports of further displacement into Malakal and Kodok towns, where the situation remains tense and volatile. The mission calls on the government authorities, key community leaders, and elders, both Shuluk and Noor groups in Jonglei and Upper Nile State, to use their influence to stop these brutal violence and prevent further suffering of civilians.
On Mr. H, the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, based in Kodok Town, to intervene. Army spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong says the military is aware of the latest attack in Pashoda County.
Yeah, the issue of ongoing clashes in Upper Nile State was officially addressed by the leaders at the graduation ceremony here in Malakal. Honorable advisor for security said that the situation in greater Upper Nile region will be factored in, and he had proposed for a conference to be held on a day to be set so that the sons and daughters from greater Upper Nile do hold dialogue with the view of finding a peaceful solution.
UNMIS is urging those who mobilized the young men in both communities to stop such mobilizations and embraced peaceful means to address any grievances. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.